somehow this conversation made me think about an interview I did with Soon Paik a couple weeks ago, where he was talking about C-MYC. And it sounded like, from the way he was describing it, that he had these thoughts that maybe somehow the C-MYC pathway might be common to a lot of tumors. What are your thoughts about that?
I think, you know, Soon is a great investigator, and I think that I've seen the data, at least in a preliminary fashion, presented, and it really is very interesting. I know he's doing more work in trying to define this in larger number of samples. MYC is a very important molecule. But like other molecules I'm talking about, this is another characteristic, is most of the molecules that we know that are known to be associated with malignancy, HER2 would be another example, the cell adhesion molecules, other examples, affect more than one system. MYC is a very good example. They affect more than one system, cell division, apoptosis, adhesion, mobility, metabolism. They have a whole variety of biological effects. And that is very encouraging because it means that we may have a restricted number of targets we'll be able to develop interventions to, because the key molecules that go awry affect lots of processes, and it basically looks much more complicated than it is. You know, for example, if in an orchestra, if the conductor goes nuts, all the instruments can sound bad. And so you don't have to fix the instruments, you just have to fix the conductor.